Ellie Ruffridge joins us in the post game as Ellie game high 25 points tonight, five threes. What a gym to have this game in. What's it been like for you after the buzzer sounded? A lot of celebration going on.
It's been awesome. I've been dreaming of this moment since I was in kindergarten, which was in 2005. That was the last time we went to state, and now I get to experience this because I got to sit on the bench witnessing that, and now I'm a part of that, and it's just, I'm speechless.
Yeah, so you were what, in kindergarten or something, right?
I
remember
was in kindergarten.
Much about that,
yep.
Yeah, 2005 year?
Yep.
And now you're going yourself.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
How much did it fuel your fire last year's region final, playing Western Christian so well, and a great team they are, and it gave them everything they could handle and come back this year and get it done?
It was really sad at the time because we worked really hard, but it just gave us more motivation. And when we lost that game, you know, every day, you know, we told ourselves that, you know, this year was going to be our year, and we worked so hard and we deserve it, and, you know, we got it done. So
you got it done, that's for sure. And Ellie gets it done with 25 points tonight, and your individual accolades and the impressive stats you've put together this season. I could go on and on. We know about the points and three-point shooting, but for yourself, setting up your teammates, a great number of assists this year. Is that something you take as much pride in as your points scored?
Yes, I love like getting my teammates open shots, and you know, stats don't really matter to me. The only stat that matters is a W, and I'm so happy right now, not only for me and my family, but for my teammates and just the crowd that was here tonight. Like,
what a crowd! It was,
it was
awesome.
A crowd.
Well, let's go back to the points though. Earlier, a couple weeks ago, talking with Coach Mask after a game, saying that it's believed that, not official, but that you as a sophomore are the fastest player ever in the state of Iowa to reach 1,000 points. If not the fastest, the second fastest, that's for sure. What does something like that mean to you?
It means a lot. I put a lot of time in, and, you know, all the hard work is paying off, and it feels really good, and I'm honored.
Well, honored to be having you here in the postgame, Ellie. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Grace Meyer with an eight-point night. What's this moment mean to you? Celebrating, rejoicing, another convincing region win. What's the experience been like?
It's been a lot of fun. Like, we've been dreaming of this since, like, we were in seventh grade, and it's just so happy that's, like, finally coming true.
How about the season now? 23 wins on the year, state tournament bound. This season as a whole, last year was a lot of fun, making it to a region final and to take it a step further. All of you have amped up your individual and team games this year. What do you think about this season? What a year it's been.
It's been so much fun. Like, I've enjoyed playing with my team so much, and like, we've really gotten really close as a team, and we just have so much fun together. Like, it's just fun.
That basketball state qualifying banner is going to look good next to your cross-country banners, mm-hmm. and state championship banner, won't it?
Yep.
Well, you hit two threes here tonight. What's your focus, and what do you look to bring to the team on the floor? Scoring, you all can hit the threes, of course, but is there more you look to provide when you're out there, more so than the offensive part?
Well, I like playing good defense. Like, I usually guard like one of the tougher girls, and like, I try to shut her down. And then I like to like drive and kick out so like we can get open threes on offense. And yeah.
Well, you help create a lot of good looks and open looks for this team, Grace Meyer. Thanks a lot. Congratulations. Thanks a lot for stopping up.
Thank you.
All right, we've got your sisters waiting as well. Slide on over as Grace's twin sis, Faith Meyer, joins us. Faith, 4 points and four fouls tonight. What's up with that? That never happens.
I know.
Getting a little too aggressive defensively, were you? We're pretty amped up for this
game.
Yeah,
it was really exciting to be here.
Sure was, and exciting for all of you celebrating a win. How have you been feeling down the stretch? Not the kind of game individually you wanted here tonight, but getting your team off to a fast start in the previous round with three straight threes he made and hit six threes. Overall, coming down the stretch and into tournament play here, how have you been feeling on the floor?
I've been feeling great. It's nice to have teammates that help me through the rough spots and everything, and they always pick me back up if I'm having a rough patch.
Well, not many rough patches for the team here tonight, and with your cross-country success now in girls basketball, making it to state, and we've heard from Grace already, and to do this with your sisters, Rose and Grace, that's got to be pretty special.
It is very special, especially with Rose being a senior and her not being here next year. It's going to be hard not having her around.
Well, we'll hear from Rose next. You continue to celebrate,
okay.
Faith Meyer. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Faith joining us. A couple more standing by. Rose Meyer joining us. Senior, to do this, your last year, what does it mean to you?
Well, I've been working hard for 4 years, and to finally have it pay off has just been an amazing experience. And joining with Lorenz Marathon, it's just, we made so many good friends, and it's added so much to our team, and we just appreciate everyone coming together and working together, and it's finally all paid off. So.
Well, you added a lot for your team here tonight offensively. 14 points. How'd you get her done?
I don't know. I just shot when I was open, and I guess, I don't know, just worked hard out there and had fun.
You sound like you're a little out of breath.
Yeah, I'm a little hoarse, lost my voice.
Well, you hang in there. You'll have plenty of time to regroup, and it'll be a fun week of preparing for the state tournament coming up starting a week from Monday. You score 14 points tonight, and you can chip in, certainly can hold your own offensively for this team, but creating steals, defense, is that of just as much importance to you out there and what your job is for this team?
Yeah, I think I'm really anticipating and just seeing the court all the time and helping when I can is basically what I do all the time. So I just don't think I'm like the number one defender, but I definitely help out when other girls need it. So I just kind of float around and help on D when I can.
Well, you're going to be maybe feeling like maybe you are now floating off the ground. Has it sunk in yet? Maybe take a day or two?
Yeah, I'll probably take a couple days, but it's definitely hitting me right now.
Rose Meyer, thanks a lot.
Thank
Congrats.
You.
All right, we've got one more. Brooke Runneberg, last but not least. Brooke, starting these last two games, and tonight 8 points being called on, unfortunately, with Autumn Radig out with a separated shoulder. You've gotten the call to step into the lineup. What's it been like for you getting inserted into a starting role?
It feels good, but it feels unfortunate that Autumn had to be out, but I feel lucky to have the chance to start. But like all the girls on the bench could have started, but it's just like,
well,
yeah.
you're a senior, you're capable, and you've played plenty of basketball. One of the Lorenz Marathon kids joining the program now. What's that move been like for you?
It's actually amazing. Like Lorenz is so lucky to have, like, Pocahontas wanted to join with us. Like, after the game, I ran into, like, the other Lorenz girl, and I was like, we haven't won a game in, like, the last, like, few years. And so it was, like, really awesome. Like, now we're going to state, so yeah.
Yeah, good times. And tonight, 8 points. How'd you feel out there on the floor and certainly playing a part in helping your team to this win?
It felt really good. I actually thought I had 6 points. Yeah. So then, and that was like my high score. So then I shot my last two free throws and I missed them. So I was like, oh crap. But then it turns out I had 8 points anyways.
Well, you did well at the line collectively. How about your fans? They were jam packed here in this gym, even an hour before the game, as me and Coach Mask were talking about.
Yeah, we walked in and we were like, whoa, because then we looked at the other side and the other side was totally empty.
Yeah.
And yeah, and being from Lorenz Marathon, we only had like 5 people in the stands, so it's a big change.
Brooke Runneberg, congratulations.
Thank you
for giving
so
us
much.
Some time.
Thank you.